Welcome to the Antimatter Radio Show. It's June 9, 2009. I am a little bit under the weather. I have a headache, an extreme one of some sort. I haven't had one. I can't remember the last time I had one, but I did tonight. But I'm still here to do the show because we have a spiritual battle that we humans are in the middle of. Times are urgent. The whole world is at a crossroads, as I discussed last week. And things are not where any sort of little headache can put us to rest. The human race has to wake up, has to become educated, has to find its religious source, which it has not done in, as a whole, perhaps in several thousand years, since the times of the great religions, when those great religious texts were written, and a whole great movements of people would have mass visions together, mass religious experience. We don't even know what that means anymore in our culture. Astrologically, certain times through history, cultures become more religious than they do other times, and history shows that, and our world religions show that. During the times of the great world religions, we had whole cultures experiencing the light of the divine force that is everywhere. Now we have the whole culture focusing on, at least in America, we have a whole culture focusing on TV. In other continents like Africa, we have mass slavery everywhere. And politicians use that to say, oh, there's an overpopulation problem because of the mass slavery and the mass poverty and the despicable nature that humans are made to live in Africa, for example. But the problem isn't too many people. And if it is, anybody can send me try to argue that point to me. Send me an email. You can get the email at antimatterradio.com, because I know that it can be disproven, because nobody's ever given that argument. Politicians just tell us that on TV, and people believe it. The simple problem is there's three problems in the world. Four, sorry. One is poverty. Two is poor nutrition. Three is humans are not following the world religions, which have all the secrets and actual facts that science is just waiting to discover and in some little pockets is discovering. And fourth, most importantly, humans are disarmed in general worldwide. In America, that's not the case. But almost everywhere else it is. Humans have no power, and all the governments of the world have tricked people into thinking that the only people that should have guns are the governments. In other words, the only people that should have power are the governments. There's a saying that goes, one person with a gun can control 100 without guns. And that tells the story of history. That's why the Jews, for example, could be rounded up so easily by the Nazis. And that's why roundups like that have not happened here in America, because many of the listeners to this show, just like Alex Jones' show or Dr. Bill Deagle's show, know that our government has built massive concentration camps that are sitting there empty as if waiting to be filled. In fact, I'm going to be in a film. There's a film being made currently called Camp FEMA by Gary Franchi, who's the producer of that film. And I'm going to be featured in that because of what I've written in my book, Corporatism on Concentration Camps. Now, the whole nation of America has a loose and light concentration camp structure. What do I mean by that? It means that everywhere we have unbelievable rules, little guidelines, things we must obey, freedoms being taken away. Everything's starting to resemble an airport, as Alex Jones often says. And this is setting up a light concentration camp structure. And actually, instead of outlining all this, if you were just to go read my book, Corporatism, I'm not exactly sure what page. You'd have to go to the index and look up Nazification of Medicine. Or if you can't find it there, look up Dr. Deagle. And it'll take you to the page where I outline how America is a concentration camp structure. For another example that just popped in my head is how in concentration camps people were poisoned without their knowing. Well, of course, that's exactly what's happening in America everywhere. Of course, I mean, if you don't know that, you need to become educated on that very quickly. All of you know about pesticides. I mean, we all hear about this even on the corporate news, MSNBC and Fox News and whatever. The food has pesticides, and it makes us, those make us sick. There's also things that are not discussed as much, such as poisonous medicines and fluoridation of water and hormones and so forth in animal products, which I assume since I'm a vegan. And we're told on the news that these are healthy, that people have never done this before in world history as far as we know, but, oh, we're supposed to just believe it's healthy, and you have to pay this big corporation jillions and jillions of dollars to monopolize a certain aspect of the food industry, like genetically modified corn, for example. And Americans and people of the world need to stop what they're doing now. Look up into the sky and think about their lives. Are you a free person? Do you have protection? Do you have, for example, a gun and ammunition? If not, who's telling you you can't? Is it the same criminal government who's gone and murdered all these people in the Middle East? Are they the ones telling you you can't be armed when they go and slaughter all these people? Right, they should put it right on national TV. Well, there's a problem. That's why the founding fathers, such as Thomas Jefferson, knew that the only way to freedom for a group of humans is to have protection, because governments will get out of control. I wrote an article. I'm one of the InfoWars.com news writers, as many of you know. And I wrote an article published on May 4, 2009, InfoWars.com, discussing Thomas Jefferson's views on gun ownership. And to my knowledge, I basically proved in that article that if we followed simply two sentences that Thomas Jefferson writes in his Notes on Virginia, Chapter 8, and that sentence goes, these two sentences go as follows. Every able-bodied free man between the ages of 16 and 50 is enrolled in the militia. This requires every militiaman to provide himself with the arms usual and the regular service. Okay? That right there, if that was obeyed, humans would experience maximum freedom. But if not obeyed, and you have an all-out movement among politicians to remove our protection, and a lot of people that call themselves, you know, this whole liberal conservative thing, as my friend Alex Jones so nicely points out, is just a joke. Those two sides, David Icke is also another extraordinary researcher who points it out just as good as Alex Jones. The left and the right are identical. They just use different language. Okay. For example, Obama is now saying, oh, I'm going to keep the troops in Iraq just a little longer, and then we're going to take them home. Yeah, well, what did Bush say for 6 years? Exactly the same thing. Okay. We can point out all kinds of other examples, too. It's just different language. I mean, Obama has different skin color, and people are really dazzled by that. You know what? Who cares about skin color? We need leadership. Yeah, I mean, only a shallow, pathetic nation is concerned about skin color and thinks that black people are different than white people. No, there is no difference. There's certain kind of pigmentation in the skin, and that's it. Other than that, we're all spiritual humans with incredible spiritual consciousness. We're religious beings, and we all are, in the end, not so distinguishable from one another. In the deep inner sense of consciousness, we all have religious intimate unity between one another. And I think this is another thing that the founding fathers knew. And people are tricked into believing that, oh no, we need to, you know, fight for, you know, ending racism in America. You know what I say to that? I say, what racism? I mean, I know, you know how many white people I know? I know a ton of white people. Okay? Guess how many of them my whole life have ever been visibly racist? 2. Okay? 2 people. One of them, well, just a little bit. The other one, quite strongly. Guess what all the other white people were? They were completely unracist. They loved, it seemed to me, they were just people doing, going about their life trying to survive and make a living. Oh, if that's true, if that represents the whole nation, and racism actually is just little teeny pockets of activity here and there, but which the mass media explodes into incredible attention and says, oh, racism is a huge problem because, you know, one dumb kid in, you know, Arizona or something, you know, says a racist remark in a school classroom and it's all over the news. You know, that's called brainwashing. And I say there is no problem with racism in America. I say Americans have done a good job of overcoming it. You know, I even wonder how much racism there really was during the slave days as well, because I've read books on slavery, something that a lot of people haven't done, and I know that there were Native American slaves, there were black slaves, there were slaves from Mexico, and there were even white slaves. Okay, so why in high school was I told about black slavery? Why did I spend a whole half a year in my high school history class discussing black slavery? Because it wasn't just black slavery. It was slavery of people. By who? The ultra-evil, monopolistic corporations. What is new? Nothing. That's exactly the same thing that's going on now in Africa, in America, in Europe, in Asia, South America, Mexico, everywhere. Okay? So what's new? Nothing is new. If people are just tricked into focusing on these stupid debates that have, you know, let's talk about, you know, gay marriage for, I mean, if it were a free country, gay marriage should be legal, period. No discussion, nothing. Done. End of story. Okay? But instead, we're tricked into these dumb debates. We get all distracted. Oh, we need to discuss gay marriage in the news for, you know, 6 months, or longer than that, actually, it's been. No, that's not the mark of a free country. In a free country, people do whatever they want. Okay, as long as it does not harm the life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness of another person. Okay? And if I have next-door neighbors, and that has to be, there's a clear definition of that. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for me. It doesn't mean that if somebody says, oh, Jeff, you're mean, that they've hurt my feelings and hurt my life. No, that's ridiculous. That's childish. And there needs to be clear definitions, which don't extend more than one page of what it means to inhibit someone's life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. Here's a good example. If any way you steal my resources, okay, or inhibit my economic progress as an individual human, take away my protections, or in any way try to limit what I say, there you're taking away my life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. That's pretty much almost covers everything right there. That was one sentence. Okay, why do we need to get complicated and have 50,000 pages of law in American government? Yeah, that's right, 50,000. How many of you know, have ever read part of the U.S. Code, know how many pages it is? Answer, none of you. Probably half of you don't even know what the U.S. Code is. That's because you're not taught about it in school. You're taught about black slavery, which is a lie, because there was slavery of blacks, Mexicans, white people, and Native Americans. Okay? So our education system has failed us in that respect, created this bogus idea that there's rampant racism all over America, or even any kind of racism. If there's racism, you know what? I'd see it, and I don't. Okay? When Obama was running for president, every single white person I know, except maybe two, were voting for Obama. And they were all excited about that they could vote for a black person. Okay? And you know the two people I knew that were voting for McCain? Those people, well, one was voting for, one person I know was voting for Ron Paul. The other person was voting for McCain. The one person voting for McCain is that one person I mentioned a while back that was voting for, was a racist, okay? Someone I talked to who's in my family, who I talked to through the years here and there. The other person was not racist. They were just voting for Ron Paul because they liked Ron Paul. Okay, so what a joke we are here in America, focusing on these ridiculous debates, ignoring all this incredible stuff. Here's a debate that should be on the news. Why do we have such huge brains? Okay? Why are the world religions starting to link up with science? There's another debate we can have. Now, what do we debate instead? Oh, the swine flu. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Kills, what, 20 people? And then regular flu kills 33,000 a year. I mean, come on, how pathetic are we becoming as human beings? It's absolutely, I don't have really words to express this. And I really, you know, frankly don't understand. And I think that there's a group of, there's a secretive government group that's been in charge of the world for thousands and thousands of years. It's the group I discussed in my book, Corporatism. And I've got another book coming out, and it'll be out in several months, called The Sky Creatures. And another book coming out in about a month and a half called The Telescreen. I discussed this group in all three of those books. And it appears they've been in control for a long time. And they may even have ultimately, in the end, a hand in shaping what humans are, down to our physical nature. They may have modified our genetics. Now, some of you probably think, oh, that's ridiculous. That's science fiction. Oh, is it really? Then why don't you go and study genetically modified corn and find out how, when you eat it, it can splice with your genome, your genetic structure in your body, and change your DNA structure. Okay? That's called technology of the secret government changing your genetic structure. All right? So it's pretty simple. And it's, you can just go read about it in Science Daily or the incredibly prestigious journal Nature and so forth. So there's really nothing fancy about it. It's just, this stuff has been going on for a long time. All of us have been tricked into believing this bogus view of history. That basically the view of history we're given is there is no history. We, you know, there was Rome and there was Greece and the Middle Ages and the Mayans and stuff. But, other, you know, go back a little bit and there's nothing. Then we have some bones, you know, here and there. And then we were monkeys 5 million years ago. You know, that's not a very, when the evidence for history is no history, that's not a real good explanation. That's not a very good explanation. In fact, it's no explanation, and I simply don't believe it, as the first four shows of the Antimatter Radio Show thoroughly investigated. Now, well, we've got the evidence to claim that. It's not just a hunch on my part that this zero story means that the story that we're being given is wrong. We've got evidence that there's another story. And the evidence is that humans are, come from more the story we've been told about in the world of religions, which all the universities say, oh, it's just myth. It's just, you know, imagination of these primitive people from long ago. Oh, yeah, if so, prove it. Prove that to me right now, that huge assumption. Prove to me all these world religions that all agree with each other, that are incredibly sophisticated. Prove to me that they're just myths. You know what? Nobody can prove that to me. And so therefore, all these universities teaching all these students that religion is bogus and we need to follow this junk science that they teach us in the schools, like, you know, the monkey to man thesis and of Darwinism. You know, that's pretty shocking that nobody wakes up to all this. I guess it's kind of makes sense nobody wakes up to it. I was in that for years and years. I got an undergrad degree in anthropology from the University of New Mexico, and that was a wonderful experience because we studied so many things about behavior, which were fantastic to study. But the, I mean, I just was told that we came from monkeys. It seemed to make sense to me. I was a young kid years and years ago. And how am I supposed to believe all these people are barking up the wrong tree, that they're all believing, they're all massively deluded? But that's exactly what you can easily prove is going on. And the world religions, in fact, give us the true story, and the evidence for that is just dripping out of the air. It's everywhere. Okay, all you need to do is look at the ruins of the world. I mean, if here's one thing that the world religions postulate, or not postulate, that they tell about our past, is that long ago we were incredibly more religious, spiritual, and ipso facto intelligent than we are today. Okay? And guess what? None of the sciences that are taught to our students in the universities agree with this, but if you just merely look all over the world at the archaeological ruins, it shows that that's exactly what's going on, or that that's exactly what was going on. Example, look up Baalbek, B-A-A-L-B-E-K. It's a monument in Lebanon. It's an old temple. It has a stone that is 1,000 tons, all perfectly cut. It was taken from hundreds of miles away. I forgot how many years ago, 2,000-some years ago, dragged over to Lebanon, perfectly cut, put into place, and it has never cracked or anything through all the years by the earth settling or anything. So you may say, oh, big deal. Well, that is a big deal because you know what? We can't do that with known technology today. Known technology means, you know, what people in the world normally think of as technology. What's the technology that moves big things in the world today? Cranes and trucks and so forth. We don't have a crane that can lift a 1,000-ton block, let alone cut it, perfectly put it in place, where it won't settle and break when it's being put down and settle on the ground for over the years and crack and so forth. We don't have anything like that. We can't, in fact, we can't lift a 500-ton boulder or even a 200-ton rock and cut it up and do all that. maybe 170, 160, that's about the top end range. But that's it. So what do you know? That just changed. That one little archaeological item that I was never told about all through my undergraduate degree at the University of New Mexico, studying anthropology and archaeology. That destroys basically everything about our picture of history we've been given on the Discovery Channel, on the Learning Channel, in universities, and now even these crazy churches in America are going along with this monkey to man thesis. So look at that. There's no evidence for the monkey to man thesis, but there's extraordinary, massive, rock-solid evidence for the picture of humans given in the world of religions. All of you can get on a plane, go over to Lebanon, and look at this thing. Okay, many people do. People do make tours of Israel and so forth. And they can go see this rock with your own eyes. As we discussed last week, that's science. You know, you have to, the only way something is scientific is if you can see it with your own eyes, if you choose to right now. Okay? If you want to know the electron exists, you need to go to the particle accelerator lab and go look at the images of electrons that come up on the particle accelerator lab computers, screens. Okay. So what is the evidence we have of the monkey to man thesis in Darwinism? None. There isn't anything you can look at. It's total bunk, junk, pseudo-science. But what you get on the Discovery Channel, you get all these people saying, oh, anybody who disagrees with Darwinism, it's pseudoscience. They're not clear on the facts. So what do they just do? That's called name-calling. That's what we tell our students, that's what we tell our children, don't do that on the playground. Don't make fun of people. Okay, but then, you know, you get to the scientific institutions of the world, and what do? Name-calling, bickering, silly little childish games, calling each other names like crackpot and all this kind of stuff. So it's pretty staggering what's going on here in the world. And it just makes you wonder why this secret group wants to do what they do. You know, I think I have some pretty good theories as to why some of this is going in my Sky Creatures and the Origin of Humanity book, which won't be out for a long time. And there really is, in the way that George Lucas brilliantly described in his Star Wars films, there is one force and there is two sides of it. Not that the force of reality that exists itself actually has two sides. The way I have found things to be is that if you do meditation and practice any of these world religions to try to come in contact with this holy force that dominates and controls and is behind everything. You can call it God or Nirvana or whatever you want. There are two routes that you can take to this. One is dark and one is light. There's no joke. How do I know this? Well, because I'm going to admit to you that in my earnest efforts of meditation since 1993, being a Buddhist, a very devout Buddhist, I have seen that there are two paths you can go down. And you have to consciously make the decision to go down one of the two. And there's a whole lot of people out there, the Jeffrey Dahmers of the world, many of the politicians of the world and members of the secret government that we were talking about, they've chosen to go down the dark side of this religious path. And why do they do that? Because it fills them with ecstasy. It changes you. Alex Jones one time said, actually said this many times on his radio show, he has said that members of the secret government that controls the world, it's called the New World Order, what is beautiful to us is ugly to them, and the most horrific things to us are beautiful to them. For example, the stink of death and the destruction of bodies by a bomb in Baghdad, for example, those things are beautiful to this secret group that's in control of things. That it was, even the Founding Fathers talked about it. They would say, I think there's a group that a lot of the Founding Fathers are Freemasons, and they would say, I think there's a group that's infiltrated our system that's taken over. What's exactly what's taken it over? Or what took it over? Okay, now they rule the world through that. A lot of people say, oh, the Freemasons are bad. No, I don't think so. I think that it's the group that hijacked them, which is called the New World Order or the Illuminati or so forth. There's many layers of it, but the uppermost group may not be human, as David Icke and Jordan Maxwell and Michael Vissarion and many other researchers have found. And the reason they may not be human is well, there's all kinds of reasons why they may not be human, which I forgot what I was talking about a little while ago, so I guess I could get into that. I wrote an article for being Infowars.com news journalist. I wrote an article that ran on Infowars.com Sunday and Monday, and it discussed how there's a fake New World Order and a real New World Order. And the fake New World Order is always advertised on TV for the people, and that'll be things like the banks and so forth. And the real New World Order is always kept basically in total secrecy, and nobody really can even start to find out what it is. And there's some people that emailed me after reading that story on Infowars.com, and you didn't leave your email address. I was going to respond, but a lot of you didn't leave your email addresses, so I can't respond to you, especially well, there was a guy from Canada, I think Brad. So if you want to email me back, I'd love to respond to you. But I can answer you right now as well. You wanted to know where to go to read about this group. The answer to that is very difficult because almost nobody knows the nature of this group. But you might want to consult Jordan Maxwell and David Icke. David Icke's books. David Icke's book is right here next to me. Children of the Matrix is a good suggestion. It's not going to tell you probably as much as you want to know, but I think maybe I'm hinting at giving you a lot of hints too. There's basically a dark force out there that, I mean, you can see this in all the world religions too. I mean, why do you think there are spiritual battles between the creatures of the underworld and the creatures of the heavenly world and all these world religions all over the place where they were the same group and then one defected? Okay? And the dark side of this religious path, like I was saying a little while ago, does fill these people with ecstasy. And it's almost impossible for any of you listening to understand what I'm talking about right now, so you might as well just stop trying, to be honest. Maybe just sit back and listen to what I'm saying, and you can do what you want with the information. But that religious path does exist, and it's hard for you to understand. But true happiness to them is to turn the world into sort of an art project of destruction and a sort of Night of the Living Dead world. A world of half-conscious, half-human, ridiculous people that are having their brains destroyed by poisonous food and things put in the water, and who are bumbling around fighting each other in these wars and gang warfare and arguing about all these stupid debates that we were talking about earlier. That's glorious to them. The ultimate expression of this glory to them is super warfare, such as blasting Baghdad apart and putting it on the news and saying, oh, it's what they call it back then, shock and awe, which is basically a Nazi sort of term. They used, I think, almost the very same term, just slightly tweaked. Back in their Blitzkrieg bombing, you know, you shock everybody so they just give up, which is, of course, not exactly what was designed to do. It's very profitable to keep the troops over there, so for the big military companies. So anyways, it's just upsetting that things are this way, I would say. Yeah, you can have an Eastern view and say, accept all things, but I guess I don't, because in my Eastern view, through my meditation, I feel compassion, and I feel linked up with all their humans on the planet, and I can't rest until all other humans, including myself, attain religious consciousness, the highest consciousness that we hear about in the world religions. So to sit back and accept it is great for some, but does not work for me. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to fight, and I can tell you that the only way to win this battle is there's two ways. Don't participate at all in the world of the secret government that we have, that we're living in. But I don't know if that's going to happen. I mean, that means that you have to stop going to the grocery store, stop using the school, stop paying taxes, stop doing everything. You have to basically become like an Amish person, a real Amish person, not these, you know, Amish that you see at Walmart or something. And for those of you who don't know what Amish people are, it's just a farming culture that exists all around me here in West Lafayette, Indiana, all through Pennsylvania and so forth. Beautiful people, just absolutely love them. Everybody loves them around here. They're so wonderful. But, so I don't know if that's going to happen. So the other thing to do is become free people that control our destiny is something I think probably, well, in this state of America a lot of people don't want to do. You have to become armed and protect yourself and recognize that there's somebody that doesn't want you to be armed and somebody's going to come after your freedom because they don't want you to have it. Just like, I think it's become trendy in American media. The American media has tricked people into being trendy to think that hippies are trendy and hippies were anti-gun. Well, it's not really true that a lot of hippies were anti-gun. Some were, some weren't. But all you need to do is read some history and find out if you want your freedom, you'll keep your weapons, period. If you don't know that, you haven't read history, or else you're following the ridiculous history you got in your, 20 years ago in your high school class, which was called nothing. I mean, what they tell you didn't really happen. They distort it so much or whatever. So I think, when I grew up in Michigan, it was considered more gentle and liberal and nice to think that people that had guns were just lumberjacks and stuff. If you think that, go for it. But if you do, you've been tricked. You've been tricked by TV. It's like in every other way, you've been tricked by TV. So go ahead and keep thinking it because it's simply not true. A gun is just simply an instrument of power, period. That's its definition. You can put that, whatever they have in the dictionary, you can replace it. The ultimate free man's instrument of power. And that's why people like Thomas Jefferson basically said, if you have arms, you're free. If you don't, you're soon to be a slave. And I'm happy to say that in America, a lot of people are starting to figure this out slowly, too slowly. And they're starting to figure out that if I'm going to be free, I better have some serious power with me. Now, let me say something else. I said there was two ways to gain your freedom. There's a third way, and that is with religious power, religious weaponry. And this is something I've discussed at length on another radio show, Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutramedical Report. Incredible show. I recommend to all of you. He's an inspiration in many ways. But I've written a book called Telementation, which is going to come out any day. I know I said that 2 weeks ago, but it is coming out pretty quick. It's being published by Progressive Press in Joshua Tree, California. And telementation is basically the ability to control the world with your consciousness. And if you don't know that that's real and you want to find out, I can tell you real quick, you just have to learn certain kinds of meditation so you construct your consciousness in certain ways that it manifests reality to be certain ways. I guess that's the quickest description I can give. And if you don't think that's real and don't want to know about it, then just forget everything I'm saying right now and go back to TV and beer or something. Because this is the way the world has always been. Why do you think they put on, in the secret government I'm referring to, you think they don't know this? Why do you think, I went on the news today, on Google News, they've got all these news stories saying, this ridiculous hoax of a swine flu. Of course, they didn't say that. This is the swine flu. The World Health Organization, they want to go to pandemic level 6, but they're afraid to because it'll decimate the healthcare system. Okay, what are they doing right there? That is called, what's happening is everybody starts to think, the healthcare system's going to be decimated soon. So if you've got the whole of America thinking that's going to happen by this consciousness creating reality, it will happen. Okay, so all this evil secret government needs is to have an instrument where all of our consciousnesses are focused on. What is that instrument? Well, it's called media, specifically TV in America. So the job for them is simple, and we're just a bunch of zombies, to be honest. Zombies because we're not using our consciousness, so therefore we're less than consciousness. It's less than conscious, therefore I call us zombies. We're half asleep. So that's how the world actually works. You want an accurate story of history in the world? There, I just gave it to you. Will you read that in any textbook in school? Well, of course, it's ridiculous to even suggest. But that is the picture of history, and I fear that humans will not wake up to this. So we may have to use the first two descriptions that I gave you to gain our freedom, which is to become armed to the teeth, to use the UN. The UN, that's the biggest anti-gun agency in the world. Why? Why on earth is that their primary mission? Why? Just think about that. So many things, so many secrets are revealed if you just address that one issue. Why isn't their biggest mission on earth to destroy poverty? Well, the answer is because poverty is what these secret corporate controllers of the world want. Because impoverished people are stupid, ignorant, disarmed, easy to control. You can do anything to them. Wealthy people have less of those features, harder to control. Okay? So what you want, if you're a evil politician that wants to control the world, is you want to set up an agency called the United Nations, say, oh, it's where all the nations work together, all these corrupt criminal politicians that run these nations get together and talk. And you want to advertise that on TV with all the Hollywood stars saying, oh, the United Nations is wonderful, and it's going to bring peace, and it's united, and we should do what they want, like I heard Sean Penn say one. We need to do what the United Nations does. Do you know what that means? You know what that translates to? That translates to saying we need to do what China, America, Russia, and England say. Oh, really? Well, you know, China, England, Russia, and America, those are the four nations in the world. Sorry, not England. It's been a while since I read this book on the United Nations. France, not England. Those are the four nations that control the United Nations. How many of you knew that? Probably none. Have you knew that? No, I'm not mocking you. It's just because, you know, you've never been told. You weren't told in school. TV doesn't talk about it and so forth. But those are the nations that control the UN. It's not impartial. It's not like Uganda has the same power in the United Nations as America. But those four nations are the weapons creators. They're the ones that make the weapons. If you have a war between Iran and Iraq, the weapons, you may have a couple weapons made by Iran, for example, on that. But most of them are going to be by China. You have people with Chinese weapons and American weapons fighting each other. I mean, does it get any more clear than that? I don't think so. Okay? But the problem is none of you know this. All of you know that, oh, we need to debate gay marriage all day. You know, as if there is no debate. Freedom means do what you want, as we already said. Okay? So, but anyways, let me talk about this radio show a bit. I always do about 22:11 on Tuesday nights. My name is Jeffrey Grupp. This is the Antimatter Radio Show on June 9, 2009. And the Antimatter Radio Show is devoted to studying everything. And everything means religion, science, human origins, human destiny, life, and energy. And studying all these things is one study. And we have the picture given to us in the world of religions. And the Antimatter Radio Show is only on one day a week so far. We'll up that, increase that soon. As I said at the beginning of the show, I have a headache for some reason, and a particularly astonishing one. It may have been caused by the air conditioner of my house, because I really had a low today. So I'm a little bit off, I'd say, today on this show. But the Antimatter Radio Show is supposed to be one that centers on everything. And we're just bent on truth. There's no agendas. You know, we don't have to follow any kind of framework like liberal or conservative or gay or straight or black or white or, you know, this view of history or that view of history. All we do is look at evidence. And what is evidence? It's that which you can experience with your consciousness. So if you can have an experience of something, you have evidence that it exists. If you can't, you don't. And we avoid all the latter things and focus on all the things that you can have evidence for. That's why we earlier discussed and gave a specific example of why there is this evidence that the world religions are correct, which is absolutely... All of you should just be shocked by that. All of you should be angered that you've been tricked. That was just one example. I just thought of it off the top of my head. Okay, I could have thought of all kinds of other examples. It's all the only one I needed to prove my point. But all of you should be starting a new life tomorrow after this show, realizing that your origins are not what you've been told, and you have clear evidence that your origins are in the stars, because that's what the world religions tell you. Okay, and that's the information we've been given in the world religions, and I just gave extraordinary evidence for it in about 1 minute earlier in this show. So all of you can think I'm not a monkey. I have a huge brain, and my destiny is to be great. It's not like my teachers told me when I was going through elementary school when I was a kid, where I'm just, you know, just going to get a job and humdrum, and my life's just going to be kind of pathetic, and there's nothing special about me. No, that's not the message of this show. Why? Because it's not the message of the world religions, which are the correct view of reality, the ultimate scientific view. Okay, what you are is a piece of God. Okay, what is God? I'm a Buddhist, so I think it's Nirvana. So if you have a different interpretation, I think that's great, and I hope that you explore that to the maximum degree, because if you do, it'll make you happy. Beautiful. Okay, that's my mission in my life. I was telling my daughter the other day in the car that there's five things in life that matter, and that if you have these five things together, your life will be happy and good. If you don't, it won't. It'll be lacking in some way. The first one was family. The second was guns. The third was books, correct books. The fourth was good food. And I forgot what the fifth was, because this headache is killing me. So I'll remember in a second. But what the point is what are you taught in mass media? What are you taught in the churches? What are you taught in the schools? The fifth was meditation and religion, of course. Are you taught any of those in the churches and the schools? On the TV? Family is made to look like a complete joke on the television, and often in the universities too. I don't know about the churches, probably a distorted view of the family is being portrayed. I haven't been to church in a decade. Oh, well, actually, I do go to church sometimes here at a wonderful church in town, but it's a very unconventional church. So let's move to the next one, guns. Well, we already discussed that one. The schools in America they just teach that guns cause crime and guns are the problem. And I would agree with that if governments have the guns. But if people do, you have peace and happiness, tranquility. See, we don't have any examples of that happening, because it's always been the case that humans were disarmed and the governments had the guns. And what do you have? Well, you have the picture of history that we've been given. If you go start reading about history, you get an accurate picture of it. What is it? It's war, starvation, poverty and slavery, and basically a pathetic state for humanity. And it also is humans being disarmed, and politicians always trying to take weapons away. But the king always outlawing swords, saying only this king and his men can have swords or bows and arrows or whatever, as an example. So that's pretty interesting, that correlation between disarmament of humans and corrupt governments destroying everything about this planet. Okay, and then what was number three? First was family, two was weaponry. So this is going to meditation. That's the way to gain intelligence. Okay, without meditation, religion, they're just the same thing, meditation, religion. Any of you think that Christianity is about a bunch of beliefs or something, I have to disagree with you, because if you just simply open up the Bible and look at all these Christian people that are illustrated in it, like St. Paul and all the other ones, I mean, they all have visions, and they're basically having mystical experiences. They're having direct contact through vision or experience of the light of divinity, of the religious entity that is behind everything. Okay, so anybody who says that Christianity is not mystical, I don't know what to say to you, but open up the Bible maybe. So if you want intelligence and peace, you can have it now. Maybe I could recommend a book for you. I don't know, I'm a Buddhist, So I would recommend the book Zen and the Psychology of Transformation by Hubert Benoit. I would read the first 100 pages of that one, Learn How to Meditate. It's very simple. My book, Telementation, that's coming out, I think is the most straightforward meditation book ever written, because I haven't read all the meditation books, it's just the ones I've written, or read, sorry, are very confusing. And I tend to think that my book, Telementation, is just a simple little pocket manual on how to meditate. So, but anyways, that's coming out pretty quick. And then what was the fourth? Books, yes. We need education. We need books that give us evidential information about who we are and what the world and the universe is all about. So things we can experience, not theories. You know, overpopulation, there's a theory, okay? Drive through Pennsylvania. You go through places 40 miles, no exit, just trees and trees and trees. Alaska, whole places as big as a state with no roads, just wilderness. Same with Canada, all over Canada. The whole nation of Canada seems to be like that in some ways. Maryland, New Mexico. I mean, there's just land, air, water, and humans who have huge brains and waiting to create incredible technology. But what are we doing? We are watching TV. Is that amazing or what? We are called a wasted race, I would say. Is it our fault? No, we've been tricked. We've been tricked by this evil world government that's in control of everything. Well, let me go to, what was the fifth one? I can't remember. I'm becoming somewhat exhausted here. I may quit a few minutes early. I may actually quit right now. This has been excruciating for me to do this interview. Every word I utter is pain in my entire head from this unusual headache that I have. So, Seth, if you're listening, I'm going to quit here in about 15 seconds. I want to thank everybody for listening, and we'll be back next week, and I'll have more energy and be more fired up to discuss the spiritual war that we're in and ways to win it and ways to find out who and what you really are. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next week.